Geared him 3 points, 3 goals and a clean sheet. Fantastic performance from Derek. Controlled that game from start to finish.
Yeah, listen, there was lots of really, really good things in there. I'm probably one of those people that you're never 100% satisfied, and I'm probably easier on them when they need hugs and kisses. But now's the time that we need to go again. We've still, in my opinion, 3 or 4 gears in us. And I think we're starting to slowly but surely maybe try and find our way through those gears. I keep saying this to the players on a daily basis. They actually don't realise how good a team they could be. And the sooner we start believing in ourselves, the sooner we start believing in each other, I think we'll be in a better place.
You were speaking over the last number of weeks that some performance maybe frustrated you because the team hadn't quite clicked, but signs are there with Gavin White scoring 2 good goals in 2 games. I mean, the run tonight, but I have to mention Sam Todd breaking up the play to start that attack for the second goal.
Yeah, you always get the Danny Mullins and the Mickey Duffys and the Gavin Whites who'll always take the headlines. But to try and win league titles, they're built on clean sheets. And that clean sheet tonight was something that we badly needed. We were really disappointed in the 2 goals that we conceded on Friday night. Really disappointed as a group. And that's something that I thought we were brilliant at tonight. I thought, now we got to go again. We got to build on that also.
Well, you're saying that there's no easy games in this league. And looking ahead to Waterford, again, a difficult away game, although their form wasn't great and new manager coming in. But Derry City players will be on a high, back-to-back ones.
Yeah, you hope so. And as I say, there's a real camaraderie starting to form in this group. I've been saying this all along, they're a really good bunch of boys. They work really hard. I've been nothing but praise for them. Even when things weren't going our way, they could have downed tools, they could have huffed, they could have puffed, but they didn't. They rolled their sleeves up, they worked hard, and the quality's there. We need to kick on and, as I say, continue to believe in what we're doing.